Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the second Sunday of Easter, and the readings are from Cycle B.
On December 27, 2014, Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen set out to climb the Dawn Wall in Yosemite Valley. The Dawn Wall, or the Wall of Morning Light, is the steepest, tallest, sheerest mountain at El Capitan. It's one of the most difficult big wall rock climbs in the world because the handholds are almost imperceptible. They were to free climb, and free climbing is that a climber uses only their hands and feet. The rope they're connected to is simply to come into play if they fall. To succeed at this climb, you need the strength of a gymnast, the agility of a ballerina, and the shrewdness of a chess player. Caldwell, the senior climber, was a self-described clumsy kid with bad eye-hand coordination. Jorgensen was considered a phenom, an up-and-comer in the climbing world. The 3,000 feet of the Dawn Wall are divided into pitches or sections. And on day 7, Caldwell succeeded in climbing past the most difficult of the pitches, pitch 17. However, Kevin had stalled. For the next 10 days, he tried again and again to breach pitch 15, only to fall back time and again. The pressure was rising because if a weather system moved in, they would have to abandon their entire project. Also, Caldwell had now succeeded in climbing to a few pitches from the top. Would he climb to the summit without his partner? Instead of pressing forward, Caldwell came back below pitch 15 and spent time with his partner. And these are the words he said to Kevin. I came back because I want to be with you as we succeed at this project. We're partners. I couldn't imagine topping out together. Well, on day 19, they did succeed in climbing the Dawn Wall. And as they reflected back on those difficult days, some of the words they used in their discussions were about adventure, desire, victory, belief, and vision. Now, I relate this story because in many ways it can remind us of Christ's mercy. Because Christ's mercy is with us regardless of the difficulties we encounter. It's almost as if God is saying to us, in your darkest hours, in your most terrible moments, I'm there to assure you and to confirm that we have a future together. Today's readings from Scripture are about belief and unbelief, and about hope and joy and the mercy of Christ. This idea of mercy is central to the entire gospel. In the gospel story we just heard, we hear the familiar tale of Thomas, who wasn't there the first time on the night when Jesus, the risen Lord, first appeared to the disciples. Poor Thomas. He does one thing wrong at a key moment in his life, and forever after he's remembered in every language throughout history as Doubting Thomas. Some of you may remember a similar character by the name of Wrong Way Corrigan. In 1938, Corrigan flew solo from Long Beach, California to Brooklyn, New York. His plan was to return back to California, so to fly west. Instead, he got up in the air, turned around, and ended up east in Ireland. Now, I happen to believe that it was just a homing instinct for a guy named Corrigan. But no matter what Corrigan did for the rest of his life, he always carried that handle of Wrong Way Corrigan. In these matters of belief and unbelief, we're in very good company. For Pope Francis has written, if a person says he's certain and has no degree of uncertainty, that is a problem. For if one has all the answers to all the questions, then that is proof that he is not of God. So I know one thing from today's gospel and from Francis's words. Weak is the new strong. Well, the task of the disciples was not to stay in the upper room and to confirm their own and each other's belief. The risen Lord encouraged them to do what he did, which is to respond to his Father's call and to go out and to teach and heal and forgive, to have life in his name. In the upper room, Christ did not say to the disciples and to Thomas, take revenge on my persecutors. He didn't say, start a new religion. He didn't say, write a book of canon law. He didn't say, build cathedrals in my name. And he certainly didn't say, decide who of the people are worthy and unworthy. What Jesus did do was he breathed on them and gave them the gift of the Holy Spirit. He said, when you forgive sins, they are forgiven. And if your forgiveness is withheld, it's withheld. And our challenge today is to go back to basics. It's to bear the sufferings and the troubles of our fellow brothers and sisters. It's to be, as Pope Francis said this morning in Rome, doors of mercy, as individuals and as a Catholic community. So on this Sunday of Divine Mercy, let's be inspired by the experience of those first disciples who encountered directly the risen Christ. They lived in community with each other. They had great affection for one another. Let's be inspired by the example of Jorgensen and Coulson as they succeeded in ascending the Dawn Wall. And this afternoon, let's ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit and for God's divine mercy, which is freely given and which we are asked to freely share.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.